So something else I should mention as far as slaughterhouses is there are these killing enterprises known as custom slaughterhouses, which means that anyone from the general public can come and patronize them. Unlike a nightclub or something like that, there's no minimum age to enter, so adults and children can come into these slaughterhouses. And people essentially pick out the animals that they want to be killed, and oftentimes they can watch it happening, sometimes they can participate. And I've been to many of these places around the country. I'll give you an example of a few of them. So, one is called Long Cheng, that is in Minnesota in the Twin Cities. And when you enter that place, there's a very long glass window on the right side. And through that glass window, you can see animals like pigs and goats and sheep being killed. You can see them waiting to be killed too, and having to witness others being killed in front of them. And then you can see them go into the scalding tank and get their hair removed and then be hung up upside down. And when I've been there multiple times, there's always lots of people standing by this glass window just watching as spectators. Oftentimes, what you see when you look at their faces is they seem fairly amused, like really, really engrossed in what's happening. And there isn't any kind of sign of sadness or being disturbed or anything like that. And yeah, it's quite shocking. It's almost like being in New York City or something and watching a bunch of people hanging around some street performers breakdancing or something. And then if you go into another room that's in Longsheng, where they kill the chickens, you'll oftentimes see chickens that are running around with slit throats, because what they do is customers will go into this one room that has a bunch of crates of chickens, and then there's also just loose chickens on the floor, and they'll grab and place into a crate all the chickens that they want, and then they bring them into this other room, and then someone will take them out of the crates and kill them one by one. And they usually, after they slice the chickens' throats, they throw them into a bin, and it just looks like they're throwing trash into a trash can, which that's pretty much what they view these animals as. And yeah, sometimes the chickens jump out of these bins, and then they're, walking around, running around, writhing around in as blood drips from their neck. And yeah, sometimes they're just scooped up again and just thrown back in the bin. But one time also at Longsheng, this was extremely shocking to witness. There was essentially a party happening in the parking lot. There were tons of cars, tons of people, all these food trucks, and people just living it up, having a perfectly good time. And the juxtaposition is just insane when you think about it. These people in the parking lot having a great time, all this freedom, all this pleasure seeking, getting to do what they want with their own body and their own life. Meanwhile, there's all these animals in the building right beside them that are living and agonizing in absolutely nightmarish, hellish conditions. And yeah, so luckily when I witnessed that, I was with a friend that day, so we got to witness that together. When you see stuff like that, it's nice to be able to share the experience with someone else and, share your shock and horror. Then another place I've been to in Texas, I found out about this place just by watching slaughter videos on YouTube, and the people who ran this operation were very proud of what they did, very transparent in terms of showing the whole process of how they killed their animals. And when I went there, I saw shortly after I arrived, a family, or at least part of a family arrived. I think it was a father and two or three young children. And at first, it almost looked like they were at a petting zoo. They just went up to the enclosure where all the goats were, and they just started looking at and petting some of the goats, just like a scene you would see at a petting zoo. And then the father picked out which animals he wanted to be killed for his family. And then the family watched that happen. And then after they skinned the goat, after they hung the goat up and skinned them, then the worker cut off the goat's lungs, and he was blowing into them, making them expand, much like a balloon would. And he's doing this in front of the kids, specifically to entertain them. And yeah, it's just so incredibly disturbing to see that, of course. And then another place I went to in Minnesota, this is called Jeffrey's Chicken Farm. It's not super far away from the other place that I mentioned. And it's interesting that it's called a chicken farm because it's not a farm, it's a slaughterhouse. And although chickens are the number one animal killed at this place, they also kill sheep, goats, cows, and some more species, especially now, which I'll get to that in a sec. But this place, as far as the people who come in to buy chickens, from what I saw when I went there, most of the people who were purchasing chickens killed them and did the whole dismembering and everything as well, because then they don't have to pay an extra fee. So I don't know if it's still the same thing nowadays, but when I went there, they had chickens who came from egg farms, and they were 3 for $10. Many of them were in a state of decrepitude, just looked absolutely awful, like skin and bones, hence why they were only 3 for $10. But yeah, people will grab these crates and fill them as much as possible with all these chickens. And then what I saw person after person doing is they would take one chicken out of the crate at a time and slice their throat and then put them back into the crate that was full of all these other live chickens. So you have one chicken who has a slit throat, but they're still fully alive and conscious and they're going absolutely nuts. And now they're placed in this crate with other chickens who are about to encounter the same curse on their life. And it's just so disgusting. I just can't even begin to imagine what these animals are experiencing throughout the process of all this. But yeah, it's just an absolute bloody mess, and you would be appalled if you saw how many chickens even just one person or a couple or a family who's there, how many they're buying. They're buying so many. And a lot of these people, they, well, actually everyone who's killing the chickens themselves, they all bring in their own knives. And from what I saw when I was there, pretty much everyone, or at least most of the people that I witnessed, were using very, very dull knives. And they were just performing a very long, drawn out sawing motion in the chickens' necks. And it was like someone sawing like a really thick tree. And yeah, you could just see the callousness. I mean, the total, not even willing to bring in a sharp knife. They just didn't care how much pain they caused these birds. And the owner of this operation gave me full access to photograph whatever I wanted. And most of the customers didn't seem to mind me taking pictures of them. I only ran into one situation I can remember where one of the workers was about to kill a goat, and he came up to me and told me I couldn't photograph it. And he said, "If this ends up on the internet, we could be in big trouble." So, I mean, he was just definitely paranoid because there's nothing that would have happened. But, and I think I did snap a few pictures when he wasn't looking. But yeah, they had these goats tied up to this to basically a post or whatever you would call it. I don't know what you would call this, but they basically had these goats tied up to something that extended from the floor to the ceiling, and the goats were standing right next to a table that had chopped up body parts of some goats that were killed, you know, shortly before them. And the goats just looked absolutely miserable. They looked completely helpless. And yeah, it was just, that place was just a complete horror show. I watched the owner shoot some cows right in front of other cows. And he was a very, very, very grumpy guy. He was kind to me in our interactions, but I heard not so great things about him. I heard that the police were called all the time because his house was actually right next to the slaughterhouse. He was a very old man. He was probably in his 80s. But I heard the police were called to his house a lot because he was abusive to his wife. And it's really a shame because this, the owner of this place became a multi-millionaire, and just from this, doing this, just from this one business alone. And he could have retired many, many years before he eventually died because he didn't need nearly as much money as he had for how he lived his life. He's a very, very simple man. He didn't text, he didn't use the internet. I don't know that he even watched TV. He ate the same few things all the time. He didn't go out to restaurants. He didn't go on vacations. His life was just either being at home right next to the slaughterhouse or going into the slaughterhouse and working there. And I think he was very proud of his business, but he didn't need to keep it going. And he died, I believe, in 2020 or 2021, which was a huge relief to me. And the business was out of operation for a while. I was hoping that it was going to close down for good, but unfortunately, his sons, who, according to what he told me, he had pretty much no relationship with, ended up taking over the business, and they did some remodeling. They installed surveillance cameras. They actually introduced more species to the slaughterhouse, and as far as I know, it continues to thrive to this day. And yeah, it's just a place of nightmares. It's really unbelievable to see. So yeah, I think that's it for what I wanted to add to this.